It's your boy JB with Reggae 360. This is episode number 7 of For the Vibrations podcast, presented by Reggae 360. Wow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here in this moment, listening to me, deciding, making the conscious decision to listen to this podcast and inform yourself with the latest news pertaining to the reggae rock genre here in America and beyond. I'm looking at you, Jamaica, Hawaii, Japan, wherever the fuck you are. If you love reggae rock music, you are in the right place. I tell you what, this episode, it might be a little bit different. It might not be as good as the other ones, okay? But you know what? We're here. We're here, baby. The first thing that you're going to notice is that it's just me this week. We don't have a celebrity guest. We don't have a person that is touring the world, bringing their art and their music to the people. We don't have Mark, the co-owner and founder of Reggae 360 here, doing his thing. Is just me, just your boy JB. And I tell you what, you know, if you stop listening right now, I won't blame you. But if you decide to keep going, you will not only learn what has happened in the past week in the world of reggae rock, but you know what? You're going to learn a little bit about me, and I'm a good guy. I can promise you that right now. So let's get it moving. Where to start? I know a great place to start. Let's talk about music from last Friday. If you're hearing this, you're hearing it on a Monday, okay? I've had a chance to digest the new music that came out on Friday, and I'll tell you what, we were blessed with some gems, people. Speaking of gems, that song you heard to open this podcast up is from an album that was released on Friday by a band called Soflo. S-O-W-F-L-O, Soflo. Let that sink into your cerebellum, because these people are sick. They are fire. This album, New Shoes, first of all, is there anything that you like more than new shoes? That feeling of getting some new shoes, putting them on for the first time. They're white. The laces are sparkly clean. They just look beautiful. The answer is no. And this album does not disappoint. Similar to sliding in a crispy pair of brand new shoes. Okay? I knew this album was coming. But when I saw Bumpin' Uglies, Brandon Hardesty, on IG talking about their partners from Space Duck Records and this album, check out their boys. I just had to click it twice and I listened to them. And I tell you what, good reggae vibes, very mellow, but not too mellow. And I tell you what, I need some time with this album. I need more time with this album because the songwriting, it pops. It stands out. The lyrical content, this album needs some maturity with me. I need a little extra time. I might, you know, cancel everything on my schedule and just spend a day with this album. Just me and this album walking around, doing fun things around the city. Who knows? We're going to have a day, I tell you that. Because I need to understand a little bit more. But what you need to do is go ahead and check it out. Soflo, New Shoes. Next up, that song you heard, Rich Man, one of my favorite on the album. Fire. Shit, I wish I had Mark here right now so I could just bounce it off him so I didn't have to think about what to say next. God damn it. That's all right. We're going to keep it moving. What else came out Friday? Oh, my God. Coffee. If you're anything like me, if you're a red-blooded American or just a citizen of this universe, you love good music. And good music comes from Jamaica. That's where all this shit started. We listen to reggae rock. listen to punk rock with reggae influences. Everything that we're doing now, everything that these bands in the United States are doing, it can all be traced back to this island music. And another superstar is on the horizon. Coffee, K-O-F-F-E-E, Coffee. She, a beautiful 19-year-old, intelligent, thoughtful superstar from the island of Jamaica, dropped an EP, Rapture. Shout out my boy Angel. He fucks with Reggae 360. He's written some things. You might see some more things from him. He was early with this. He said, John, check out Coffee. Here we are today talking about it. And it's not just me. Everyone's talking about it because it was so fire. My personal favorite is Throne. Throne. First of all, that word does not get used enough. Every man, every woman should have their own throne. Okay? This song was fire. She is the voice of the youth in Jamaica. The vibes are right. The voice, the flow, the charisma, the good island Jamaican vibes, the positivity, the music that makes you want to dance, make you want to move, make you want to groove. That is this. Check out that EP. Drop Friday. Coffee. Rapture. Lord of Mercy. What else? Outside of those two, there's one individual that I want to give a shout out to. Okay, because he deserves it. He deserves that and so much more. This man is a talent. Okay? You've heard him. You've heard him on the For the Vibes podcast. The song didn't come out Friday, but we were late. We were late with it. It came out 1 week in the past, but here it is. Joe Sambo, ladies and gentlemen, it is a choice to be a fool, and I'm going to be a fool right now because I'm going to give this song a 10 out of 10. Joe Sambo is a super, super talented individual. He is an amazing creative mind. The world should cherish a man like Joe Sambo. And the fact that he is an outlet to put this music out, bless up Joe Sambo. Thank you, my friend. Okay? Reggae 360 would have done a feature on this song last week, but I know you had some issues getting this song in the right places, so we decided to wait. And I tell you what, it was worth the wait because this song is fire, just like the last one, just like the next ones are going to be. This album is on its way, people. You need to start putting aside 50 cents a day. Just set it aside because you know damn well when this album drops, you need to cop Joe Sambo, The Wrong Impression. And if you listen to the interview that we had with Joe Sambo, he was one of the first on Reggae 360 for the vibes. He said he wrote the lyrics to this song almost 8 years ago. Think about that. That's crazy. And the song is so potent. It's so powerful. Check it out, people. The Wrong Impression. It's out everywhere. Everywhere? Everywhere? Everywhere. Go get it. God damn. Where is Mark when you need him? You know what? He's suspended. I suspended him for this podcast. You know why? Last week, he brought up Australian hip hop. And even though the band that he brought up, Hilltop Hoods, is fire, the music's fire, you know, I said, Mark, this is a reggae rock podcast. And even though we're going to talk some hip hop today, and in the future, we're going to talk some hip hop, the fact that he brought up Australian hip hop on this podcast, I suspended him. I said, Mark, you're done for 1 week. Set it down, shut it down. All right, you're suspended, buddy. He did not like it. But I'll tell you what, he'll be back next week, people. Maybe. We'll see. We'll find out. I miss him, though, damn it. What else is going on right now? I tell you what, new music. I feel like there was not a ton of new music because everybody is down at Reggae Rise Up in Florida, killing it. I'm looking on IG and in social media, seeing what's popping. Josh Heinrich, killing it. Article Sound, killing it. Natalie Rise, she is everywhere, taking pictures with the people, posting all over the place. Natalie Rise is on a mission, and rightfully so, because she is a righteous individual, and I want to hear more. I want to see more from Natalie Rise. Natalie Rise, come to the Northeast, please. Also, I mean, Stick Figure, crushing Reggae Rise Up. They crush everywhere they go. Stick Figure is the biggest thing popping. You know, I look at some of these bands like SoFlow, The Elevators, people like Joe Sambo. I mean, these people have the opportunity to get to the levels of Stick Figure because they left the blueprint. And they might choose a different path and find a different way to do it. But, like, to see a band from our genre that we fuck with to get to the level that Stick Figure's at and to do what they're doing, it's a beautiful thing. I love it. Keep that up. Next segment. Okay? We talked about what came on Friday. Let's talk about what's coming in the future. The future. Okay? New music. Man, we talked about him a little bit last episode. Pacific Dub or Riptide EP coming 322. That is right around the corner. Oh my God. I'm pumped. Pacific Dub, their music is sick. The vibes are right. The song they dropped last week just put me in the right place. 10 out of 10. Pacific Dub, thank you. I want this EP. And I tell you what, when I see an EP, it makes me think there's more coming. It makes me think an album is coming. I want an album. But I settle for an EP, Pacific Dub, gracias. What else is coming? The Skints. Oh my God. The Skints. Is anyone more excited for the Skints album dropping May 10th, titled Swimming Lessons, than me? I think not. But I tell you what, you can prove it by pre-ordering now. That shit is available. Cool thing about this album, self-funded, no label direction. You are getting the real uncut, pure, unsaturated, unfiltered Skints. Oh my God, I can't wait. Is it May 10th already? Is it May 10th? No, it's not. It's March 16th. You're probably listening to this on the 18th. So you already know May is right around the corner. What else is coming? New music. I'll tell you what. Catastro. What a dope-ass band. I love Catastro. The thing about Catastro, for me, is nowadays, originality is a commodity. You listen to music and sometimes you don't even know who it is. Some of it sounds the same. Nobody that I fuck with. Nobody that I've shouted out. Maybe other genres, you know, whatever. Maybe other bands I don't really affiliate with. But when you hear somebody, you need to know right away, boom, that is so-and-so. And I tell you what, Catastro is a band where when you hear them, you know it's Catastro. They don't sound like anybody else. They don't have vibes like anybody else. And they are building a cult following. And they're just riding that momentum. They just dropped an album, I feel like, not even too long ago. And now they got a new one. They're recording it in L.A. What kind of trouble are they going to get into out there? They're probably going to have to do a whole nother album just to talk about all the shit that they got into in L.A. And I tell you what, I am here for that. I'm here for that, I tell you what. Mark, what do you think? Fuck, Mark's not here. God damn. We'll keep it moving, all right? Article, Sound, System. Lord of mercy, is there a more talented group of individuals? Is there a band with a more meteoric rise in front of them? Is there a band with a bigger ceiling than Article Sound System? I really, 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 really don't think so. And they blessed us. They blessed us. Not only are they killing it at Reggae Rise Up right now, they dropped a little gem. Just a little gem. They dropped a video to go along with their banger, Time, off their new EP. This video is so dope. No. The video for this song is an absolute trip. The lead singer, Logan, she is just an amazing human being. She has presence and energy, and the people she surrounds herself with, this insanely talented band, like, everything just comes together so perfectly. This video, the visual representation of the vibes from this band. I mean, I'll tell you what, that's how you start your day, people. Wake up, hit up YouTube, throw this video on. The vibes are right, get you in the right zone. I love this song. I love this video. Love what this band is doing. I think I had to go to their Facebook to actually see the video. But damn, what a dope song. What a dope group. I love Article Sound. I think the sky's the limit for this band. Okay? Watch the video. You tell me. Tell me what you think. The vibes are right. It's exactly why I listen to reggae rock music, for this exact reason. Shit, I remember as a kid, I used to love watching music videos on MTV all the time. Even now, I watch music videos on YouTube all the time. This music video put me where I needed to be. Thank you, Article Sound. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Roots of Creation. My boys from the 603. Roots of Creation. The greatest reggae rock band representing New Hampshire. IMO, people, in my opinion. Roots of Creation. They've got an upcoming single, Wake Up, featuring Billy Cottage from Real Big Fish. It's available to... Ooh, is it available to order or is it available? That's a goddamn good question. Either way, 322, look out for Roots of Creation. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up, get up. It's a, Featuring Billy Cottage from Real Big Fish. You people remember Real Big Fish. Dope collaboration. Love it. Okay. The Kaya Media. Shouts out the Kaya Media. New live performance from the Elevators. Rude Girl. Tell you what, people. Anything the Elevators do, check it out. No matter what it is, I don't even care. Check it out. The Elevators are so dope. I don't care if you have to go to goddamn Live Leaks to watch that shit. You check it out, because everything the Elevators do, you pay attention. And they've got some new merch. And they've got some new merch. Check that merch out. Elevators. Beasts. Beasts. What else? So this is just some shit that I saw. Kyle Ahern, guitarist, Revolution, dope story, super talent, posting on IG, hey, working on some new solos. And I took that as, maybe he's working on some new music. That would be sick. Kyle Ahern, he's dropped a couple songs solo. If you don't know his story, he won a competition based on pure talent to get the chance to play with Revolution. And since that day, him and Eric Rachmani have been solid. And he has been putting out dope music. And he does his thing on the side. He's got his own hustle. I love it. I'm here for all of it. Kyle Ahearn, A-H-E-A-R-N, Kyle Ahearn. Check him out. Check some of his singles that have dropped out. Hopefully we are getting some new music. We'll find out soon enough. What else? Sugar Shack, Mayday. They released an acoustic spin on their hit single, Run Up. It is one of my top 10 Sugar Shack sessions that I've seen. Fire, fire. That's the type of shit that I see it and it makes me want to go listen to every song that Mayday has put out. And you should too, people. Go check it out. Hit their YouTube. You know what Sugar Shack is. You know where to find them. You know what they do. You know all of that. Because they're dope and they've been doing it for a minute. Love Sugar Shack. Mayday. Run Up. The vibes are perfect. What else? Kali Bud. Kali Bud on IG shouting out Dizzy Wright. I told you we talk about hip-hop and I was not lying to you. Okay? Kali Bud shouting out Dizzy Wright. Dizzy Wright is a rapper from Las Vegas. Why is he shouting out Dizzy Wright on IG? I tell you why. Because Dizzy Wright is going to be featured on the upcoming album by Kali Buzz. Lord of mercy. Kali Buzz is giving us a new album in 2019. And you people better be grateful because I'll tell you what I am. Kali Buds also teased us with a new single, Bank, on IG. Bank. And I tell you what, it is fire. If you want to hear it, go to Kali Buds' IG and you will see it. It's the Monopoly Man running through the fucking word bank. Kali Buds always comes out with some dope creative shit. I love it. I love it. Kali Buds, my man, dropping that heat, baby. Always, always. This song got me through 2018, okay? It got me through it. Love and reggae. What else do you need in this world? Okay, maybe food, water, shelter. Okay, we're not talking about self-actualization, people. We're talking about vibrations, vibes. Love and reggae. You got those two things. Shit, you got a leg up on everybody else. And really, 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 I don't think you need a whole lot more than that. Love and reggae, that'll get you through the day. If you love yourself, if you love the people around you, if you love your life, and you got a little reggae to go with it, whoo, whoo. I'll tell you what. Sun up to sun down, I'm having a good time. Kali Buzz, that is a banger. And I cannot wait for Bank. Hopefully, it comes out on a payday so I can go cash my check and just flex on people and listen to Bank. And then the next Monday, I'm going to go back and listen to the song Rich Man by SoFlow to remind me that I'm not that rich. I got like $3 in my bank account. I'm broke. But that weekend, though, I'll bang Bank by Kali Buzz. Bless us. What else we got? We got to wind this thing down, okay? We talked about the music that dropped Friday. Talked about what's coming out in the future, some of which is real, some of which is just speculation. But I'll tell you what, There is nothing that further vibes by Reggae 360 likes more than a salacious rumor. So maybe some of this stuff is happening, maybe it's not. I don't know. But I tell you what is happening in some random reggae rock news. Long Beach Dub All Stars is touring in Europe and Japan. It is great to see them getting after it. I love Long Beach Dub All Stars. Everyone that's listening to my words right now loves Bradley Noel with Sublime. They've loved the bands that have evolved from that sound. Long Beach Dub All Stars is intimately tied to Sublime. You've got Sublime with Rome. You've got Long Beach Dub All Stars. They are still putting music out. People be grateful. I wish I lived in Japan right now so I'd go to one of these shows. And who knows? Maybe they'll come my way. If they do, I'm there. I don't care if I have to break into the venue and fight a security guard. If I can't get a goddamn ticket, I'll get in there. Because I need to see them. Long Beach Dub All Stars are legends. Legends. They've got a song with Barrington Levy. For God's sakes. Lord of mercy. I love those CDs when they drop back in the day. Okay? What else? Oh my God. Through the Roots. They signed with Law Records. Through the Roots. I've been bumping them all day since I saw that announcement on IG. I can't wait to see what Through the Roots is going to come out with in the future. They've got the right management. Obviously, if you are in this genre, if you're a reggae rock band getting signed by Law Records, you know the Pepper Boys are going to take care of you and show you the blueprint. Through the Roots. I can't wait. They're fire. Love what they do. Love their vibe. Love their sound. I can't wait to see the next iteration and how this band evolves now into this leadership of Law, not even leadership, no disrespect intended. Maybe it's leadership, guidance, direction. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know that dynamic, but I tell you what, Law Records, their credentials are flawless. Through the Roots, their music is beautiful. Combine those two things. Let's see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. What else in random news? Six Figure Hippie. Friends of Reggae 360. Spelled out. Six Figure Hippie. Their website dropped. 3/15. If you're looking for CBD products, I know it's the big thing going on right now. CBD is like the biggest thing out there. Check out our friends at Six Figure Hippie. Hit their website. Search them on Google. You'll know exactly where to click. Check that new site out. Buy some things. That stuff works. You're looking for some alleviate. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. All right. I'm not going to get into a whole thing because they haven't technically sponsored our podcast. We just wanted to give them a shout out. Six Figure Hippie. That website drop. Check it. Enough said. What else? Bum and Ugly's dropped some new merch. They've got a shirt that looks kind of like the Pornhub logo. And I tell you what, why not? Bum and Ugly's, first of all, their name is Bum and Ugly. Secondly, they do what they want. They don't give a fuck. They really don't. Brandon Hardesty is just a man. He's a man out there living. That band, dude, they don't have anything to worry about aside from their individual personal lives. You think they give a fuck about anything beyond their personal lives and the personal lives of their fans? You think they care about the pressure of the world and all this other shit? No, they are dropping music that they love, that their people love, that their fans love, that we love, and they know what we love, and they're going to keep doing it. And I tell you what, I cannot wait for this new music coming our way. But to show your support ahead of time, go cop that merch. Cop that merch. Hit their website, Bumpin' Uglies. Beasts. Beasts from the East. What else? couple things, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Surf Roots. If you don't follow Surf Roots, okay? Take my word for it. Cool thing that hit me, I was on IG and I saw Surf Roots. They put up a post, okay? They've got an application that you can access on Roku and Apple TV. And they basically just play reggae rock music. They have interviews. They have their own thing going on. But they were featured right up there sitting next to Netflix, Hulu, NBC. Boom, Surf Roots. Damn, they are representing for the culture, my guy. Surf Roots is out there doing it big. And I just wanted to big up Surf Roots because I love everything they do. I love what they're doing for the culture, for the scene. And this reggae rock genre, we are going to take over. We're coming for that ass, boy. Reggae rock, Surf Roots, love it. Reggae 360. All we want to do is just be a platform for artists. Spread love, spread vibes. That's what this podcast is about. We don't want to make money. We don't give a fuck about money. We want to bring you interviews with dope artists. We want to keep you in the loop. We want to build an audience of people that like us, that fuck with us, that listen to the same music as us. We want to spread things back and forth. We want to create a community of people that really fuck with each other. Because it ain't easy getting through the day. It's not easy getting through the week. And music is one of God's gifts to this world. It's one of the things that we can lean on to put a fucking smile on our face and get us moving. I know I use it for that reason. That's all we want to do. Shouts out to Surf Roots. We love you guys. Thank you. Keep it up, please. Shit. I just went on a rant. This is the part of the podcast where Mark would talk. Mark is suspended right now. Okay. Last thing I want to touch on. Iration. Love Iration. Dope vibes. They are creating a video, okay, to share what paradise means to their fans in their fans' cities and surrounding areas. So you can submit a video to Iration with the hashtag live from paradise. Okay, the first letter of each of those words is capitalized. Live from paradise. Submit it via IG. Make a video about what paradise means to you. I love it when bands do this type of stuff. This fan interaction is amazing. What does paradise mean to me? Shit. Okay, I live next to Boston. What paradise means to me? I'm not even going to tell you. You're going to have to check. You're going to have to watch this video to find out. But if you have an idea of what paradise means to you, by all means, throw a video together. Hashtag live from paradise. Send it to Iration. You could win a pair of tickets and a special VIP meet and greet to when they come into your town. That is dope. Do it. Do the damn thing. Let's wrap this thing up with the lyric of the week and a positive thought of the week. All right, I've talked enough. You people have listened enough, and I appreciate you. Thank you. God bless you. Lyric of the week. Lyric of the week. How could I not go with my people at Article Sound System? Okay? Logan, what a talented individual. These lyrics from the new EP, from the new song, from the new video, which you should be checking out as we speak. The song Time. What an amazing song. Time quit pushing me around. I won't let you get me down, cause you're not the boss of me. I don't clock in for nobody. Time, quit pushing me around. Those are the lyrics of the week. And I'll tell you what those mean to me. If you are lucky enough in this world to live your life independently, to find a passion that you can invest your time into, something you enjoy doing, anything, even if it's just being with friends and family, whatever you love to do in this world, if it's your partner, if it's your dogs, if it's your hobby, if it's your, if you like to fucking play Fortnite, I don't care. Don't let time push you around. Just enjoy it. If you have to clock in to do your job, to earn some money, to pay your bills, to live your life, so be it. Take pride in that. But when you're not on the clock and you have that time for yourself, find ways to invest it. Find ways that make you happy. Invest in yourself. Improve yourself. The beauty about life is you wake up and you have endless opportunity to just redefine yourself as a human being. You know, if you don't like the situation you're in, change it. You can do that simply by just changing what you spend your time on. If I'm stressed, if I don't know what the fuck to do, if I'm angry, I just go to the gym. Really, because when I leave that motherfucker, I feel great. And I'm not clocking in for nobody. But Monday morning, I'll tell you what, I'm taking my ass to work to get some money. Okay, but when I'm not doing that, I'm investing. Because I will not let time push me around. And you only have a limited amount of time on this earth. That's the reality. Not to get dark on this podcast, but damn it. Be happy. Make that decision. Do what you want with your time. Do what you want with your time. That's dope. Lyric of the week, Article Sound System. Go to their Facebook, watch the video, and just marvel at the beautiful energy of this band. Positive thought of the week. Keep your vibes grounded. Myself, I'm a passionate individual, okay? I get heated. I get upset. I get angry. I get mad. In different situations, I do. I'm a passionate person. I'm a neurotic person. I overthink things. I think too much. I get angry. But I gotta keep my vibes grounded. Grounded like a fucking redwood tree, just rooted in the earth. Unshakable. Unfuckwittable. Full of resolution. I don't want to spread bad vibes. I don't want to hurt anybody. Got good intentions. But sometimes that shit comes out the wrong way. Sometimes I get heated. Sometimes I feel some kind of way. But the truth is, if I just keep that energy grounded, let the bad vibes fucking just move by me like wind and stay down and the ground 10 toes to the street, keep my feet locked in position. Don't let nothing throw me off of my game. Just spreading that good love, that good vibe, that good energy. No matter what's happening around me, then I'll be all right. I'll be all right. And that's my thought. It may be a little incoherent. I may have rambled, but I tell you what, it's my thought of the week. So hate it or love it. But no matter what, I appreciate you sticking with me through this journey, listening to everything that's going on. Check out some of these things that I talked about. Come back next week. Send us a message. Hit us up on IG, Facebook. Let us know that these words are getting to you and that you fuck with us and we'll fuck with you right back, all right? Honestly. But the most important thing is just, you know, live a happy, successful life filled with beautiful reggae rock music. And let us know what you want to see. Whatever you want, we'll make it happen. On that note, I'm going to call it a day, but I appreciate you spending your time. We're going to bump a little coffee because she is the woman of the hour. And her music is very important. And you need it. Check that EP out. Get him coffee. Tropadelic. What an awesome individual. What a fantastic human being. That guy, they broke the mold after they made him. And I love the fact that he's on such a grand stage, bringing such a positive message to people, a tale of redemption, a tale of believing in yourself, a tale of just being a good, grounded individual. Love it. Love it. And I'll tell you what, the second half of this podcast is going to be about reggae rock news. If you made it this far, it means you want to know what's going on in the world out there. And I got to start with something that we forgot to do last week. We were absolutely roasted for forgetting to discuss a couple of bangers that were dropped last week. And first and foremost, I'd like to put my hand up and apologize. That's on me. Our boys from New Hampshire, one of the sickest reggae bands out there. If you ever get a chance to see them live. It's Roots of Creation. I mean, these guys toured in California. They did a Bernie Sanders rally. Every show they do is just dynamic, and they dropped a gem on us last week. Okay, this song starts out with a nice little ska, punk rock, reggae vibe. I get feelings of the Sublime song. My friend Eben is a Nazi. You know the one I'm talking about, man. Here, check it out. Listen to it for yourself.
Ooh,
out fast and they drop it down into that good reggae rock vibe that we all love. The reason why we're all here, man, that good smooth shit. I love it. Great song, Roots of Creation. Okay, Wake Up. Speeding up again. Ooh, I gotta shut it down. That's too much heat for the people. Again, that was last Friday. Another one that came out, Soja. Morning, featuring Natty Roots and Gumba Jabari. Okay. That song will put you exactly in the right mindset first thing in the morning. I need my two cups of coffee. I need some positive energy. I need maybe some eggs, maybe some bacon, just something nice in the morning. Give it to me. That's my time. I need to start my day properly. Soja, last week morning. Check it out. It's a fire song, good vibes all around. Anyways, moving on to last Friday. The big one, obviously, we already know. Tribedelic dropped Icarus. We had the man, the myth, the legend talking about it himself. Okay, if you haven't heard that song right now, I don't know how to help you. Okay, because that was a banger and you need to check it out. Great content, songwriting. I mean, it's the type of song that just puts some fuel in your soul, tops you off a little bit. If you need a little motivation, if you just feel stuck, if you want to just think about life a different way, man, that's a great song to fire up and just zone out to. Another absolute gem that was dropped by none other than Stick Figure. They said, you know what? Let's just put together the greatest collaboration, the past decade in reggae rock music. That's probably debatable. If you feel differently, let me know. Okay. But Stick Figure featuring Slightly Stupid, Tribal Seeds, The Green, Common Kings, and The Movement. I mean, damn, that's a festival. That's a festival right there. Okay, they dropped World on Fire remix. They've got everybody on this song, man. It reminds me of from the 80s, that song We Are the World, where every celebrity and every comedian, every musician got together and just sang, you know what, that's what it is, but the reggae rock version. And I like it. Okay, get these vibes right here. How this song came to fruition, how those conversations went. Oh, let's get this band, let's get these guys, and just build. And next thing you know, you have one of the best songs that I've heard in a long time, something I'm gonna be banging for quite a while. Thank you, Stick Figure, for continuing to bless us with good music. Right? That wasn't it, man. We also got another special gem from a couple of people, another collaboration. All right, that came out real smooth. It's Red Mello. If you don't know Red Mello, it's R-E-D-M-E-L-O, Red Mello, featuring Innovision and Gonzo. I know you know who Innovision and Gonzo are, okay? Because those names are just in the reggae rock atmosphere. You've seen them on Instagram. You've heard their stuff before. Myself, I'm new to Red Mello. And I went back and I listened to the catalog of Red Mello. Shame on me for not knowing, because there are some really good music out there. I love the energy. It's just, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to put it on. You listen for yourself. You listen. Do what you do, what you say. You I got like a kind of a poppy vibe, you know, a little dance hall, ride the rhythm, the lyrics. They're talking about, for me at least, just the modern state of relationships, the games that people play, the times of Tinder, the things that can happen in this modern world with social media and how easy it is and kind of the challenges that we face. So thank you, Red Mello, for keeping it real and blessing us with a song that's true to form. A little bump and grind in that too. I like that. I like that rhythm. Check out Red Mello. Good looks in the vision and Gonzo, man. You guys keep it real. Real, real, real. Another thing that we were blessed with as a community, Raging Fire put out a song, Better Tomorrow, with a video to boot. I recommend you check it out. Raging Fire. Cinematography in this video is absolutely dope. I mean, we're talking Hollywood studio level cinematography. I mean, this thing's a damn movie. Check that video out, man. If you like musicians that keep it real and talk about things that are relevant, not that fluff, not that bullshit, that real shit, that shit that's going on in the world, check out Raging Fire, Better Tomorrow. You will not regret it. And speaking of videos, probably was a big day for music videos. I love music videos. The first one that comes to mind is something that was dropped midweek by one of the most talented females in music, a woman who brings good vibes, good energy everywhere she goes. She spreads positivity, love, and empowerment through her words, through her social media, through her music. Cannot get enough of her music, need more. And you know what? She's teased us a little bit about maybe an album coming this year, and I can't wait for it. Hairi, Shego, there's bumps. Don't take my word for it. Listen.
Ask them where they living and they struggle in a small town, no money. Them are they feeling and they're fighting for the same fame, no money. Ask them how they do the 50 years still a rundown, no money. Ask them how it's going with the money tree, no bees, no honey. Woman be, tell me I was gonna be fine when we get it for free down to the tea.
That video is tight too, man. I love that VW band. I love those beach vibes. I love somebody's working out, running stairs, just getting right. There's chickens walking around. I mean, this video is all over the place, but it is an absolute essential vibe. You must check out Hairi, Shego. That's not the only beach island vibe video that we were blessed with. Another one one of my personal favorites, and a man that has blessed the Reggae 360 platform before. I mean, this man is absolutely a legend everywhere he goes. He's making a name for himself in the States. He's a celebrity in Japan, Jamaica, everywhere you go. If you follow the Caribbean music scene, you know the name Jacopo. He brought out another banger with some beautiful, beautiful scenes, some beautiful people, beautiful energy, beautiful art. Everything's just beautiful. I love this song, Never Letting Go, featuring Yakumo, Jacopo. Let's check it out.
Ready for the road, no matter wherever I go. She says she always gonna hold on. I swear that she's a keeper. We grooving, we vibing, we brought that reefer. A beauty, a goddess, a Mona Lisa. We look in her eyes and I had to keep her. She let me, she not letting go.
That song's not on your summer playlist. I don't know what you're doing wrong, but hey, you need to really just rethink some things because that is an absolute fire track. All right, we also got a couple other ones. Satsang dropped a video for a song, Home. First of all, that song is just, there's so many levels to it, so many different dimensions. I love it. I love Satsang's music. We're cooking some things up at Reggae 360 around that. The video is a cool concept. It just kind of shows him out on the road, traveling different places, but, you know, plants that thought of, like, wherever you go, you always somehow return home. And the video kind of follows that. And it's a cool thing. I mean, if you're traveling and for work, if you're on the road, if you're touring, if you're doing whatever, man, that's always a good video, a good song to throw on. Just remind yourself, wherever you're at, man, you're going to somehow return home. I mean, unless you're a Rolling Stone, in which case, just go wherever you want. Like the breeze, like the wind. Okay, I like it. One more song that came out with the video Friday is a song that we talked about last week. Sensi Trey, another song that came out with the video on Friday and one that we talked about in last week's episode, okay? An essential track, a track about life, a track to put you where you need to be at any point in time. Sensi Trails, Just Living, featuring K-Bong. Whew, I love this song.
I love this life,
and I love this life. This video is cool, man. It's just following these kids around. Sensi Trails with their crew walking through the streets, living life, just good energy, good vibes. I mean, this is the type of video that I might throw up on the weekend if I just want to just chill out. You know, it's good, man. I definitely enjoy that song. And that video just matches the energy. Couldn't ask for more. Okay. Those are the videos that came out. A lot happened last Friday. We also saw some news that's unfortunate, some news that's very fortunate. Let's start with the unfortunate. James from the Dare Knots is leaving the band. Oh my God, that one hit me hard when I saw it on Instagram. Dare Knots is one of my favorite bands. They bring so much energy. Watching them perform is like going to the fucking circus or a theater. I mean, it's a piece of art, man. Those guys have so much energy when they perform. And James was an essential piece of that. Now, the message on Instagram was, it was positive. It was a positive one. And you know what? Sometimes when you lose a member of the band, that allows them to chase other pursuits in life and maybe bring somebody that brings a different element. And who knows? Maybe everybody's better afterwards. I know James has a clothing line that he's involved in, and good on him, and you know, wish nothing but the best for somebody like that. And the Dare Knots, I hope that they come back even stronger. I hope they drop some new music for us, man, because I love that band. Follow them, support them. If you ever see them touring, check them out. That's the unfortunate news. But it could turn out to be a fortunate thing. So let me not be negative. Let me be positive. All right, good luck, James. Good luck, Dare Knots. Let's go. Fortunate Youth, they announced that they are coming out with a song called Live Life, which is based on that title. I need that. I need to hear that song. But it's featuring a reggae superstar, Alba Rossi, and another bona fide star, Harrison Stafford. I can't wait to see that collaboration, how that comes out. Dan Kelly and Alba Rossi. Oh, man. Whew. I'm here for it. Live Life. I bet it goes. Speaking of legends, Brett Ballinger is coming to the East Coast. He's doing a solo tour. I think down there in Florida, maybe one of the Carolinas. Damn, I hope Brett Ballinger comes up to Boston. Man, that'd be amazing. He's so talented. He dropped an album last year. It was huge. Check it out. It was so good. I love anything Pepper does is amazing, whether it's wine, whether it's, you know, mega tours, whether it's just going back and listening to some of their old CDs, man. Those guys are they're in the Hall of Fame, you know, and to see Brett Ballinger kind of exploring his solo work is cool. It's different. It's definitely different. It's more chill, kind of more mellow, but I like it. And I would love to see him in concert. So check out his Instagram, Brett Ballinger. Maybe you can catch a show. Again, talking about legends, more news. Kali Buds, one of the most successful. He's like the reggae rock pit bull, man. He's just like, he's done songs with everybody. He has collaborations. He crosses genres. And he has just good energy, good music, good vibrations all around. He's doing a song with one of the biggest rap artists in the world, Russ. Also, Be Young is on that song. It's a song called Bank. I shop it next week. That's a fire song. I listened to a little snippet of it. I'm not going to pull it up because it was on IG. And that song's coming out, man. Check it out. Hopefully it drops on payday because you listen to a song called Bank. Unless they're talking about saving money, which is probably not what they're talking about, but maybe. What was that noise? Who knows? I don't. Okay. Just ignore that. Go ahead. You know, we're working on our production value, people. Don't come down. Don't drop the hammer on me. All right. Bank. Next week. Who else is teasing new music? Huh? Who else has new music coming? It might not be coming next week. But there are four artists that I made a note on Instagram at some point in some fashion, alluded to the fact that they will be coming out with new music. And for each one of them, I am right here for it, man. I can't wait. Higher Ed Band working on new music. P-Funk North in the studio. I'm assuming working on new music. Through the Roots, they are dropping new music next week. Watch out for Through the Roots, recent Law Records signing. These kids are ascending into the stratosphere of successful reggae rock bands. I love what they do and how they do it, check out Through the Roots. Also, Unified Highway, man, my favorite side project of Eric Rachmani. Might be my favorite side project of anybody. But Unified Highway, if you don't know who Unified Highway is, check it out. Eric Rachmani is half of the duo. They bring a different sound than Revolution, but you still get, you know, Eric's positive message. His voice is cool, man. It's very, very cool. And they're coming out with new music again. I don't know when, but I am here for it, dude. And that's that. That's what happened last week. A lot. Holy shit, a lot happened. Artist of the week, obviously, is Tropodelic. I mean, you heard the interview. You heard Matt Rhodes, his energy, his mindset. That's a man that has things figured out. And he's behind the wheel. Tropodelic's only going to get bigger. And with new music coming, we know it's coming. Man, their music has touched a lot of people. It's influenced a lot of people. There's a lot of people that love Tropodelic and really ride or die, you know, fucks with that band in a real way. And I'm one of those people. I love Tropodelic. I love their message. And they're only getting bigger. They only have more momentum. Positive thought of the week. Positive thought of the week. I think it's just, don't be a dick. Don't be an aggressive, uncomfortable, mean-spirited, shitty person. It's not that hard to be a good person. Damn, sometimes I need to live by my own advice. But we're human. We're all human, I think. There could be some other life beings listening to this right now, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that you're a human. Control your emotions. Be a chill dude. Otherwise, people just won't like your frequency. Speak your mind. Keep it real. Like, if you need to get something off your chest, get it off your chest. But in the end of the day, like, just be aware of that. Be conscious of that. And love the people around you. Treat the people around you well, man. Show thanks. Show appreciation. It'll go a long way. But at the end of the day, just stay true. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to who you are. And be a good person. It's easy. I mean, it ain't that easy. But it's possible. Just remind yourself of that every day, all right? It's possible. Okay. I love you very much, all of you. Wonderful people that have decided to listen through this. I'll see you next week. I hope you all have blessed weeks. I hope you guys accomplish what you want to accomplish and just have good energy around you at all times. Be that good energy. And everything else will take care of itself. On that note, I'm out. And I'm going to bump one more time. Another listen to one of the songs I mentioned. Soldier Morning. I'm out. One shot, two.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.